This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. 2 years ago, Canyon Cody won a Fulbright scholarship to study the history of Granada. That's a city in the south of Spain. Granada is famous as a sort of religious and cultural crossroads. It was once ruled by Muslims, but Jews and Christians were also welcome there. And that has translated into a rich musical history. Canyon Cody is a 25-year-old hip-hop producer, originally from Ojai, California. After winning the Fulbright, he moved to Spain and ended up studying how Granada's cultural and religious blending influenced its local music scene. For his Fulbright project, Canyon Cody and his co-producer, Sean Dwyer, compiled an album of original songs. It's called Granada Doaba. Canyon Cody, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, can you tell us about this music that we hear right now, we're listening to? Tell us about its origins and how you came to record it.
This was a song that we recorded in Granada, Spain, and this particular song, La Senda del Abuelo, is based on the years after the Reconquista of Spain, when the Arabs were kicked out of what was Al-Andalus in Spain. And there was a period after 1492 when the gypsies and the Moors were living on the outskirts of towns, and you had two separate cultures, both living in the margins of society, sharing their music with each other. And so Granada's flamenco in particular has this Arab feel from these years after the Catholic kings had kicked out the non-Christian members of society.
That's a lot for one song.
Well, we tried to make music rooted in history, and my background in ethnomusicology was the beginning for a lot of these songs, but really the direction that the songs took were based on the musicians that we met in Granada. We worked with 16 different musicians, and one of them was from Granada, and the 15 others were immigrants that had found their way there. Granada has an enchanting spell that it casts over people, and people come for a visit and never leave. Granada is a very public place. It's the sort of place where the best way to connect is to be public and be vocal. And it's a very social, young, dynamic street culture in which you really feel as though public spaces are communal. And so we built a studio above a flamenco guitar shop and made it an open space for anyone in town. And people started coming over and knocking on the door. Every day during the hours of siesta, we knew that people were free from their jobs or school, and so people would knock on their door with their drums and their ouds and their guitars.
So the music and the musicians, they came to you.
We went to a lot of live shows, and we took a lot of very slow walks through town and really didn't rush through the projects. But in a lot of ways, we stood still and we watched the city move around us, and we invited anyone to collaborate with the project that was willing and interested.
Now, you brought with you your producer, Sean Dwyer, who's known as Notes.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you, Madeline?
Fine, thanks. And you actually put these songs together, this music together.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
The general formula was taking samples from records of pertinent songs and themes that we knew we wanted to use, putting them through the MPC, my electronic drum machine, and then we'd have musicians come over and maybe five or six different musicians, drum players, Naif, guitar would play over a track, and then we would kind of pick and choose what worked, what didn't work, and then let it evolve as such.
The interesting thing about working with different groups in Granada is that you have North African Arab immigrants that are in Granada right now, and you have gypsy musicians, and you have Latin Americans. And 500 years ago, even though they come from such distinct cultures, they possibly could have been neighbors in Granada before the reconquest of Spain. The three cultures of Spain, Jewish, Muslim, and Christian communities living in the same cities. And so in a lot of ways, we tried to reach back into that common past.
Canyon, I want to talk about your background, and if you could tell me how your upbringing, how your roots influenced you to get interested in this project.
Well, I'm a first-generation American. My parents came from Cuba. My dad is from Scotland. And my memories of my childhood, so much of it connected to music and to rhythm. When immigrants arrive to this country with nothing in their pockets, a lot of them still have kind of rhythm in their bones. And so when I began to travel as I was getting older, I really tried to keep my ears open and eyes moving and paying attention to the way that cultures related to their music. And so what connected me personally to Spain was initially my family roots. But what happened is something that I think is all too typical, which is that I fell in love with the city. And so what we wanted to do on the album was, you know, express our appreciation for our time there, but really try and just document that love for a physical space and make it a local album. We didn't want to make this some sort of a global mashup of different styles, but really document a local scene, that this was an album that was recorded in a neighborhood by neighbors.
Canyon Cody, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madeline.
And Sean Dwyer, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
The album is called Granada Dawaba, and you can download full tracks from it for free and subscribe to our music podcasts at thenewnpr.org. Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.